The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.
Let's move on now to a film review of sorts. Maya Liam-Williams went to see the movie The Girl on the Train. But the bad news was there was no audio description. She spoke to our own Laura Kirker.
I am Maya Liam. I am 23 and I'm registered blind. I went to see Girl on the Train last night and I tried to look into whether there was audio description or not. I had presumed that there would be audio description with the film. I looked on the website of the cinema, tried to call the particular cinema, and then couldn't access either option. And so I settled for getting to the cinema and asking when I was there. And it turned out that it was only in a particular screen with particular films, and that for Girl on the Train and the screen we were in, it wasn't available, which meant that the film was quite difficult to follow. And I did feel like I missed out bits, which quite often happens, because it was quite a fast-paced kind of thriller-type film. So I hadn't read Girl on the Train before I went to the cinema to see it. I just saw the trailer and thought, oh, that looks good, without obviously spoiling it for people that haven't seen it yet. So it's three women, all whose lives are all sort of interweaved in some way. You don't really find out how until right at the end of the film, which is why I can't reveal how. And there's one of them who rides the same train every single day, and she then sees another of these women, and she doesn't understand why she is sort of drawn to her and why she's so important, but she is. The third woman, I found it quite difficult to follow what her involvement actually was. I don't know whether that was because she had sort of quite a minor role in the film or not, and I wonder if there had been audio description whether that would be any different. The truth is I don't know, because I don't have anything to compare it to. So they were all in the same place at the same sort of time. It was set in New York, and one of them obviously goes missing, and then it's sort of up to everybody else around who was surrounded by that person to find out what happened to her. So I did enjoy the film very much from my own standpoint. I think I could have enjoyed it more had there been audio description. You miss a lot of body language and a lot of facial expressions. And actually, funnily enough, when I watch something without audio description, I'm not aware of how much I'm actually missing. Whereas when I turn audio description on, say on my favourite soap or something like that, they then say things like, so-and-so looks towards the camera with kind of, you know, deceit in his eyes or something like that. And that's not something that I'd naturally pick up. So I don't get the same reaction as my friends. But if I'm watching it with my friends and the audio description's on, I go, oh, this is getting good. You know, so you miss out on a lot of that, I think. But I don't realise how much I miss out until it's turned on, which is quite interesting. I think it's a really good film, really fast-paced plot. If you can't get audio description, though, you might end up nudging your friend in the ribs and asking them constantly what's happening and who's talking. But actually, I managed not to do that last night. And to find out more about whether there are films that are audio described, you can go either onto the RNIB website or just ring up the cinema or email, or, you know, get in touch with your cinema via social media. There's loads of different ways to find out, and it's well worth doing, because if you do get audio description with a film, it's brilliant.
Well, some good advice there from Maya Liam-Williams, and, you know, for those of us out there who use audio description, me included, I have to tell you, it is such a game changer when it comes to watching TV programmes and movies. Some of the AD out there just now is fantastic, and maybe that's a topic we should discuss more here on The Weekly Connect. What do you think? Email weeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. What about audio description? Is it good? Is it good enough? Are the audio describers giving you enough information? Well, get in touch and tell us. Email weeklyconnect@rnib.org.uk. UK. Now, just a reminder as well, if you ever need information about anything relating to RNIB services, or maybe you've got a comment about RNIB, well, you might want to get in touch with the RNIB helpline. It's on 0303 123 9999. That is a fantastic number to keep hold of. Also, helpline at rnib.org.uk.
The Weekly Connect.
The Weekly Connect.
On RNIB Connect Radio.